AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israel pounded the Gaza Strip with a third day of airstrikes while Hamas pledged to kill captured Israelis if attacks target civilians without warnings. Shelley Adler reports Israel's defense minister has ordered a complete siege.
Michael O'Hanlon is the director for research for foreign policy at the Brookings Institution.
The idea is to do a thorough search of much of Gaza, even building by building in places, to look for a combination of weapons caches, but also leadership and headquarters and even sympathizers with Hamas.
As for the U.S. role, by sending a carrier strike group to the eastern Mediterranean,
the United States is trying to send a strong message to Hezbollah and also to Iran that any more direct involvement by any of them in this would be unacceptable.
O'Hanlon says a ground war is next for Israel.
I think Israel can still move this week with active duty forces and have the reservists sort of backfill.
I'm Shelley Adler.
President Biden says at least 11 U.S. citizens have been confirmed dead in Hamas's surprise weekend attacks, and it's likely Americans are among those being held hostage. Meantime, former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says the Biden administration must do more to back Israel.
Now is the time for action. America needs a five-point plan to meet this moment, to help our ally Israel.
But our Lisa Mascaro reports the House itself is adrift after Republicans ousted McCarthy.
Without a Speaker of the House, it cannot provide aid to Israel. It cannot even pass a simple resolution that House Republicans have put forward to say that the House stands with Israel. This is an unprecedented situation, and it could grow worse if the House Republicans are unable to choose a new Speaker.
Two Federal Reserve officials today suggested the recent spike in bond yields may allow the central bank to leave interest rates unchanged at its next meeting. That boosted stocks to gains. This is AP News. Going viral can be great for business.
New York's Lexington Candy Shop has been serving burgers and fries for decades. Last year, a visit by a TikToker named New York Nico changed everything. Nico ordered a traditional Coke float, Coke syrup, soda water, and ice cream. His video got 4.8 million likes.
That was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. At 3:30, 4 o'clock, people started lining up.
Owner John Phyllis says it carried on to the next day.
We opened up, people coming in 8 o'clock in the morning for Coca-Cola floats.
Coke floats are still a big hit today.
We would order once a week. Now we get shipments of ice cream or Coca-Cola 3-4 times a week.
Before New York Nico's visit, Phyllis sold 10 Coke floats a day. Now on weekends, he sells as many as 500 a day. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.